This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today said that no stone will be left unturned to achieve the target of a TB-free India. Addressing an event after launching the nationwide 100-day TB eradication campaign from Panchkula in Haryana, he expressed confidence that the TB eradication program will prove to be a milestone in making the country tuberculosis-free by 2025. The union minister said that TB patients are receiving the benefits of Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. He said TB patients are being given 1,000 rupees per month. Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini and Health Minister Kumari Aarti Singh Rao were also present on this occasion. The campaign has been launched in 347 districts of 33 states and union territories. The campaign will focus on detecting TB cases, reducing delays in treatment and improving treatment outcomes, especially in high-risk groups. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country's fight against TB has got stronger with the launch of a special 100-day campaign with a focus on the high-burden TB districts. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India is fighting TB in a multi-pronged manner with doubling the support to patients, Jan Bhagidari, newer drugs, the use of technology and better diagnostic tools. He appealed to all to come together and do their bit to eliminate TB. President Draupadi Murmu today laid the foundation stones for different projects, including three railway projects worth 6,294 crore rupees in North Odisha, connecting Kendujhar and Mayurbhanj districts. She also initiated projects for the Tribal Research and Development Centre, a 52.4 crore rupee 100-bed hospital and development project for upgrading Dandabose airstrip at Rai Rangapur in her home district, Mayurbhanj. The new railway lines are Bangriposi to Goru Mahisani, Badam Pahar to Kendujhargarh, and Bodamara to Chakulia. The new rail lines are expected to greatly enhance connectivity, stimulate economic growth, and improve living standards in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is currently virtually addressing the BAPS Karyakar Suvarna Mahotsav, the Golden Jubilee celebrations of BAPS volunteers in Ahmedabad. The event will felicitate the service of 1 lakh BAPS volunteers from across the globe. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the second pre-budget consultation with various farmers' associations and leading agricultural economists in connection with the forthcoming Union Budget 2025-26 in New Delhi. The meeting was also attended by Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Finance Secretary Deepam, and Secretary Department of Economic Affairs. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today highlighted the significant impact of regional instability on India's as well as global interests. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at a panel discussion on conflict mediation in a new era at the Doha Forum 2024 today. The minister stressed that conflicts, seemingly distant geographically, have immediate and substantial effects on India's economy and security. He pointed to India's extensive trade and diaspora presence in the Mediterranean and Gulf regions. On the Ukraine conflict, he described India's diplomatic efforts to engage with leaders from all sides. He stressed the need for a dialogue on the issue. India has advised its nationals to avoid all travel to Syria until further notification in view of the prevailing situation in the West Asian nation. In an advisory, the External Affairs Ministry has asked Indians currently in Syria to remain in touch with the Indian Embassy in Damascus for updates. Celebrating the vibrant tapestry and diverse culture of Northeast India, Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav is being held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The three-day festival is the first of its kind, with over 250 artisans displaying unique handicrafts, handlooms and agri-horti products, including 34 GI-tagged items. In cricket, Australia continued to dominate the ongoing second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy against India at Adelaide Oval. The visitors were 128 for 5 at the draw of stumps on day 2. And that is the end of this news bulletin.